星星友情 AM 1150西雅图中文电台，这里是你的信息中心，这里是你的心灵港湾，亦是你的精神家园。每周星期日晚9点至12点，西雅图中文电台粤语频道。
你好啊
，Hello everyone， 我是 Aaron， 欢迎大家收听跟我学粤语。现在随着越来越多听众呢想学广东话呢，我们的频道开始加多一点英语用来辅助，那希望大家也能听得开心，谢谢支持。小编呢最近在安排着搬家，所以我们这一集的主题也会讲到搬家。
Your broadcaster currently trying to move from one to another, so our topic gonna revolve around moving.
在亚洲很多的地方呢，搬家是一个很大的事情，所以很多人都会选择选好日子才去搬家，避免惹上一些不吉利的东西。有些人也会在进屋前就消伤祈福。而在美国呢，家是为了工作、学校或者租金的问题。
In many parts of Asia, moving is a big deal. People choose lucky dates, avoid moving during ghost months, and sometimes even light incense before entering a new place.Versus the US, moving is often more practical. It's about budget, convenience, chasing new opportunities, majority is work and studies.
So for those who recently move, what's your biggest struggles? Feel free to comment below. Thank you. 最近刚搬家或者搬了家的听众们，你觉得搬家最烦恼的一件事是什么呢？欢迎在评论区留言，谢谢。那我们开始吧。
Let's get started.
我们来学习一下搬家相关的词语。
Let's get started by learning about some vocabularies related to moving.
第一个我们会学的字是搬家。
The first word we're gonna learn about is moving.
搬家的广东话是搬屋，搬屋。
可能有些听众在这就会很疑惑，为什么在普通话里面，我们会用搬家？为什么在广东话里面会用搬屋呢？其实很简单，在普通话呢 home 的中文是家，但在广东话呢我们通常会叫 OK， 所以去形容搬家的时候呢，前面那个字不会变，也是用搬去形容这个动作，但是就会把后面那个字变成了搬屋。搬屋，搬家的时候呢，有些人会需要用到 U-Haul.
When people are moving, it's very popular they will rent a U-Haul.
那卡车怎么讲呢？
So how to describe truck in Cantonese?
They will use the word,
他们会用货车，货车来形容。
So they will use 货车，货车 to describe truck.
如果有些人不太需要一次过搬那么多东西呢，有些人也会选择去租赁一辆面包车。面包车 van， 它在广东话里面也叫面包车，不过它的读法是面包车，面包车。
How do you describe van in Cantonese? Is 面包车，面包车。
在这里要郑重的提醒一下大家，面包车是不能吃的哦。
Sorry about the dead joke about the word van. Let's talk about the word furniture.
不好意思啊，小编觉得无聊，就说了一个非常冷的一个梗。现在来到了第四个词，家具。家具的广东话读法是家私，家私。
Since we mentioned about furniture,Usually, the first thing that people put in their truck or one of their chores is usually those bigger furniture like the bed, sofa, table. So we are going to learn about that.
在很多人搬家的时候呢，会选择先把比较大型的家具放进卡车里，方便挪位置。那我们现在来学一下一些大型家具的广东话读法。
The first word we're gonna learn is sofa.
Sofa, sofa. 相信很厉害的你们都能听得懂。我们现在在学的是中文的沙发。 的广东话读法，说法，说法。有了沙发 ，we have sofa， 但家最少也要有一张桌子。那桌子的广东话是什么呢？桌子的广东话是台，台，就是这么的简单。通常我们不会独立去用这个字，一般也会形成叠字。比如说，广东话的桌子跟椅子是台台凳凳。
Although it's really simple that we mention table as 台, we often don't use it alone. Usually we'll combine with chair, which form in an AABB format, which become
台台凳凳，台台凳凳。当然呢，你想要神秘感很重的话，也可以叫噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔，台台噔噔，台台噔噔。因为这个节目是星期天的，所以让大家放松放松，请别介意哦。来到了我们今天最后一个单词
，Now we move on to the last vocabulary, mattress.
床垫的广东话是床褥，床褥。那我们现在来重温一次我们今天学过的词。第一个是搬家，广东话是搬屋。第二个词是卡车，广东话是火车，火车。第三个词是面包车，广东话是面包车，面包车。第四个词是家具，家具的广东话是家私，家私。第五个是沙发的广东话，沙发，沙发。第六个是桌子的广东话，台，台。第七个是床垫的广东话，床褥，床褥。现在来到学一下简单的用句。
Now let's learn some simple sentences.
第一句是我下个礼拜要搬家。
I will have to move. In Cantonese will be.
广东话是我下个礼拜要搬屋。我下个礼拜要搬屋。再听一次。
Let's listen one more time.
我下个礼拜要搬屋。
When you're moving, normally your friends and relatives will come by and help out.
在你搬家的时候，通常你朋友或家人会过来帮忙一下。这个时候，如果你要用广东话去问他可不可以帮忙搬一下桌子，怎么说呢？在广东话可以这么说：可唔可以帮我搬张台？可唔可以帮我搬张台？
When you need to ask your friend relatives for help to move a table, you can say,
可唔可以帮我搬张台？可唔可以帮我搬张台？
When people thought that they can handle the weight of the furniture, especially mattress, but they can't, they would say something to complain.
如果在搬家具的时候，特别是床垫，觉得它太重，有些人会吐槽。那怎么用广东话去吐槽这个家具，例如床垫很重呢？你可以说，呢张床真系好重，呢张床真系好重。
Listen one more time，
呢张床真系好重。
I will have to remind you guys when you're moving the mattress, even the twin size mattress is better to carry it around with two people minimum.
就算是 twin size 的床垫，你要记得最少要有两个人一起搬。
2000 years later，
终于我们搬完家了。
Finally we have done moving。
如果我们要用广东话去说谢谢您帮我搬家，应该是怎么说呢？
If we had to use Cantonese to say thank you for helping me move, what's the correct way to say it?
怎么是一个正确的广东话读法呢？
You can say,
你可以说，多谢你帮我搬屋，多谢你帮我搬屋。
Listen one more time,
再听一次，多谢你帮我搬屋，多谢你帮我搬屋。
搬完家的时候，通常我们也会叙一叙。Usually we would hang out after moving. So what's the way to invite them for a drink? 那我们应该怎么去用广东话说搬完家，请你喝杯饮料呢？ You can say 搬完屋请你饮杯嘢。搬完屋请你饮杯嘢。Listen one more time, 再听一次。搬完屋请你饮杯嘢。搬完屋请你饮杯嘢。在广东话 ,in Cantonese, 很少会指明是喝什么东西。It is very uncommon to mention about what kind of drinks you're gonna offer. 在搬家途中，你的家人或朋友也会问一下你到底能不能一个人去搬这个家具，需不需要帮忙，应该怎么去用广东话去说你能处理，还有你不能处理呢？ During moving, your friends and relatives might ask you, can you handle that alone? This is how you can reply in Cantonese. 在广东话你可以说我可以搞定，我可以搞定， to describe you can handle.当我们高估了我们的能力的时候怎么办呢？ What to say in Cantonese when we are overestimate what we can do? Firstly, 我们可以说 We can say
大伯，我真搞不定。大伯，我真搞不定。
Listen one more time, 再听一次。
大伯，我真搞不定。
喵喵喵。
如果反过来你是帮忙搬家的那一位，你应该怎么去说？都说了嘛。This is what you can say if you're the one helping. 你可以说，都话你冇咗我搞唔掂噶啦，都话你冇咗我搞唔掂噶啦，都话你。It's the meaning of you see, 有你看嘛的意思。所以说，一个人动力不如一个群体的动力。Teamwork built the dreamwork.So remember to ask your friend for help when you're moving. 然后这句话最后的嘎啦这两个字呢，更多是一个用来强调语气的助语词，并没有实际的意思。The word嘎啦 is more for exaggeration. There is an exact meaning for the words itself. 在这一集里面，我们讲了很多关于搬家的广东话用语，希望大家可以在生活中用到。Today we have took our time to learn about some Cantonese words that you can use during moving. Hopefully you can use them in near future. 对这个节目如果有什么建议的，欢迎在评论区留言。If you have any suggestion about 跟我学粤语, please feel free to comment below. Bye, and thank you so much for listening to 跟我学粤语。谢谢收听，下期再见。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501 206-621-7501
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721206-920-6721。